B-Pod Studios.
Now, more of the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You blow money fast, I'm a sass. Catch up. I think I'm big.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, hour two of the show here. Puck Silver here as well. All right, March 10th, we've been waiting for it. We've already had our launch of going to the casino and getting your betting slip. Now you can go right online. You can choose whatever book you want. DraftKings is the local sports book here, born right here in Boston. But there are plenty others out there. You're going to be so... Out of transparency, Dan, let's just be transparent about it. We are the DraftKings Over-Under Show. They're our local sports book. You're going to be hearing a lot of different sports books.
Yes.
You're going to hear BetMGM on our station. You're going to hear FanDuel. You're probably going to hear, I'm sure you're going to hear others. But at least DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, those are going to be pretty much in your face here on the Sports Hub. There are plenty others that you can use. You can go to whatever casino you want here in the area. There's MGM and obviously Plain Ridge. And Plain Ridge uses, is it Penn? Is that who? Yeah. Penn.
Yep.
So Penn, and that's affiliated, will purchase Barstool, I guess, if you want to keep it at that. But 10 a.m., March 10th, will be when everything does break down. There will be promo codes galore. I know DraftKings is offering, as I mentioned, $200 in bonus bets right now if you sign up using code SportsHub. So, Dan, can you educate some people on how these bonus bets would work? Oh, I mentioned WinBet will be another one that's out there with the Encore. But these bonus bets, how does it work? How if someone signs up today, how do they get these bonus bets?
Yeah, so every bonus bet is going to be different. You need to read the terms and conditions of the bonus you're getting, because here's what's going to happen, and people are going to get frustrated by this, I'm telling you right now. So listen very carefully. If you sign up for a bonus bet, you need to read it, because what happens is a lot of these bonuses is what's called a rollover. So for instance, if I put $100 into my account and I take a bonus and my rollover is 10 times, I have to bet that $100 10 times before I can withdraw anything from my account. So if you take a bonus, you are also taking what's called a rollover on your account, meaning you need to bet essentially $1,000 if you put $100 in there. So be very careful.
It's like a draw.
Yep. So every book is going to be different, okay? Maybe Joe and I will have a breakdown for you next week. Maybe we'll go through all of them during the week and do that for you guys. But that's something that I would be very careful. Make sure you read the rollover. Make sure you read the terms and conditions of all the bonuses that you agree to. Now, I am very much an advocate for signing up for every book that you can. You want to deposit money in there, feel free. I'm an advocate for that. You know me. I tell you, the more lines, the better options that you have, the more options that you have, the better chance you are going to be profitable, the better chance you are going to be successful. But I will also say this, and this is something we've talked about. There are tax repercussions in the state of Massachusetts.
All right, break it down for me, mobile betting. Man.
So if I...
Like, break it down for me like I am like, okay, you know, I need to really worry about
Sounds
this.
Good. So if I'm a bettor, okay, and I bet big money, betting mobile is going to have a tax repercussion for you. If you are up at any of these sports books, $600 or more at the end of the year, you're going to get a W-9 at the end of the year, at the end of the tax year.
So if I can explain something quickly, right now you can bet on offshore accounts, which is illegal, but they're in other countries, so it makes it legal.
It's not illegal. It's also not legal. It's this gray area.
Yeah, it's the black market.
Yes.
And what you do is you go online, you get a credit, essentially, and you bet.
Well,
now, I don't know how you cash
Most offshores are not credit. 99.9% of offshores are,
which means you put your credit card or debit card.
Yes, okay. Or crypto, or some sort of whatever. If you get a local bookie, a lot of those guys run on credit.
Credit,
right?
Okay, yeah.
You know, as Joe refers to as Mr. Pickles.
Mr. Pickles.
Yes, yeah, so those guys run on credit, right? These books will not be running on credit. This is going to be cash, and I believe you may be able to deposit with credit cards, I believe, but there's going to be a limit set for that. Massachusetts is going to be very strict on all this stuff, so you're going to have to be very careful about the way that you do all the depositing and everything.
So if you put $250 on the Celtics in the over and it hits, and you hit for like $700,
yep,
you're now
you're going to pay taxes.
1099 or yep. W4 or whatever that
whatever
was.
W9 yeah
W9
yep. And then, but if you go in person, this is the difference. If you go in person, you go to, let's say you want to go win, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to bet $2,000 on the Celtics to win the NBA title, and they win. Okay? They win. You don't pay taxes on that. On a mobile book, you will. And then for a question here, is it $600 combined or $600 per book? It's per book. Per book. So if you win $500 on DraftKings, you're up $500, you're not going to get a W-9 from DraftKings. But if you get, you know, if it's $500, if you're up $700 at MGM and you're up $500 at DraftKings, you're not going to get one from DraftKings, but you will get one from MGM. So I hope that makes sense. Yeah, people are asking if it's combined
so,
or per
so run. To dumb this down for myself.
Yep.
If I use one of the 10 books that will be available on March 10th.
Yep.
And at the end of the week, I'm up over $600.
Well, there's only seven operators marching March 10th, okay? DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, Better Sports, Caesars, WinBet, Barstool. Okay? Fanatics and Bally Sports are going to launch in May.
Okay.
So you are going to have
seven.
You're going to have nine options, but right now, Fanatics and Bally's are going to launch in May. PointsBet, which was originally scheduled to be in Massachusetts, has pulled out due to the licensing fees, which are hefty in the state. Hefty in the state. So that is the reason they have pulled out.
So, to be clear, if you bet on one of these seven that will be available on March 10th,
yep,
and it's over $600, you will, and you do it mobile,
yep,
you will get a W whatever.
W9. In person, you will not unless you win, I think it's $300,000 or more in a certain bet.
So
I believe that is
as great as it is to just pull up your phone or whatever.
And by the way, Betway was just approved in Massachusetts, too. Betway is not going to start here in Massachusetts until 2024.
Just to ask the question, is it to try to get more people in the casino?
So, no. I nope. The reason they're going to tax you on mobile is because this is the state of Massachusetts and welcome to Massachusetts.
So if you want the luxury of
in other states,
you got to pay for it.
This is not how it works. In Nevada, not how it works. Illinois, not how it works. This is a very specific Massachusetts
right.
thing.
Well, I mean, yep. I guess, and it will be considered income. Right? Or is it, I don't even know how you file it.
It's a W-9. It will be considered
okay,
income.
Okay, so you just give it to your tax guy and say, hey, man, I bet.
And it will be taxable
income.
Can
you claim your losses, too?
So you can claim losses, but you can only claim losses with tickets. So it has to be an in-person physical ticket.
Okay.
So again, I'm one to tell you, if you have the option of getting a ticket versus betting on the mobile app, a ticket will always be more valuable than betting on the mobile app, always and forever.
We're doing this out of transparency, all right?
Yep.
We could sit here and say, sign up for the apps, do it, and you might not have a clue what's going to happen to you. I think next week is going to be really busy at the Encore and MGM and Plain Ridge.
Yes.
If you've ever been to Vegas for this, Dan, I know you did it last year.
Well, two weeks.
But it's 2 weeks, yeah. 16, next yeah. week's. Hey, listen, I make the most money during I probably have told you this story before, but one year I took Murray State. I think it was the John Morant Diz.
Yep.
And I rolled over $200 that turned in. I bought a Murray State shirt.
That's this week.
I'm telling you, if there's a team you like in a conference, oh, baby. You can make some dough, and this is where UConn always wakes up, or used to, back in the day. We'll see where they're at, the top five team. But out of pure transparency, yes, you can go right on your mobile app and do it. Just know that there are some.
Yes.
There's more benefits to do it in person than on mobile.
And if you have any questions, we'll take them for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
You have any questions about this stuff? I got another question. Do we know the percentage you get taxed? It's going to vary. So they haven't exactly determined a tax percentage as far as I understand this year. So
I know
it's going to be a hefty tax. You're going to you're going to lose a good amount of your profitability, in my opinion. So that is, I'll be transparent with everyone right now. I am not going to sign up for a single mobile app, with the exception of DraftKings. I'm not going to sign up for a single mobile app. I will be placing bets in person.
Here's the other thing. Dan, if one, we already talked about this. Some books offer things that other books don't. We already got asked a question about parlaying futures.
Yes, okay. So as far as I know, you want to parlay futures. DraftKings,
yep.
FanDuel, Caesars. I believe that that is it. Now, some of these other other books that you, I don't know as well, better, except this type of stuff, they may offer it. I don't know. Barstool Sports also offers it. WinBet will offer it as well. I don't know about MGM. I don't know about Fanatics. I don't know about Bally's. Betway is 2024. I don't know about that one either. In person, I know that Win will allow you to do that. So if you want to make a bet, you want to parlay futures, you want a ticket, that is the case.
All right. We're just giving you the
I keep saying W9. It's a W2.
Whatever, Dave. Dude. Yeah.
I'm getting a hard time. Can you please stop giving tax advice? Okay,
listen.
Look, I know the I said W. Whatever, I'm tired.
Please, no, you know what? No, for real. We're sports guys.
Can you cut me a break?
Come on.
But, yes, you know, I know exactly.
When
what
someone
I'm
talks
about,
politics to me, I'm like, dude, do you think I really know politics? Come on. So just cut us a break. All right. Hey, we got Eli Hershkovitz coming up. He's from the Lions.com. We'll talk to him next here on the Sports Hub.
The Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Let's talk to our good friend. His name is Eli Hershkovitz. He is from thelines.com. He is breaking down every game out there, and we'll talk about the big ones today. Good morning, Eli. How's it going today, bud?
What's going on, guys? Happy Saturday. That music just got me very, very hyped. So yeah, we good to join you guys as always.
We need to get you to go. There it is. See, you got that, Tucker. We'll use that next week. All right, let's get a couple of games out of the way. Alabama, Dan and I like them. We think that potentially they're in the conversation as one of the best teams in the country. They have a game today against Texas A&M. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I hate to disagree. We know what happens when I come on the show, and the first game we discuss, I disagree with a little bit. I don't know if you guys are saying that you like Alabama today versus just in the national title.
No, not today. Dude.
National
not like
title picture, yeah.
Okay. All right, so then we're pretty much on the same in the same thought process of this game, because you think about the way this game got steamed towards Texas A&M, and yes, Alabama's defense has been dominant, one of the better defenses from a metric standpoint this entire season, 6th-rated adjusted defensive efficiency, but I think Texas A&M has enough to combat it, especially on the offensive glass, and Brandon Miller, to Miller's credit to this Alabama team overall and how they've handled the entire situation, how they've played of late, only losing the game at Tennessee, but that was really before the news came out. So winning all four of those games post the Brandon Miller news, which obviously shook college basketball. But I think this is a tough spot here. It's not like Texas A&M needs this game to have any sort of a shot to make the NCAA tournament like last year, just being iced out. They're pretty much, you know, they're locked in at this point. But the big key for me is going to be A&M's ability to generate second chance shots against an Alabama interior defense that is susceptible. And this is a very long, athletic, tied team led by Miller, another freshman up front too, and Noah Clowney. But you have an aggressive team that gained rebounds better than any team really in the conference in Texas A&M and the Aggies. So Julius Marble, the Michigan State transfer, and Henry Coleman too up front. So I think A&M gets it done at home. And if you don't want to lay the whatever at 1.5 at some books, maybe you throw them in a money line parlay.
Eli, let's talk about another game today, because this is obviously one that I think everyone's going to ask about. Arizona-UCLA, major game in the Pac-12 in UCLA. What are your thoughts on this one? I mean, UCLA currently laying 5, 4.5, some different places. What are your thoughts on this one? You like either side today?
Yeah, I think this number is, per my numbers, is a little bit short in terms of UCLA. I have the Bruins power rated as the number one team in college basketball. If you go back to that Arizona win in Tucson, I want to say in late January, mid to late January, UCLA didn't have Amari Bailey, their five-star freshman. And that's not to say they didn't shoot well in that game. And this isn't an elite shooting team, but Bailey means a lot to that team, especially in transition. And he's a really good on-ball defender, gives them a lot of length. Jalen Clark is really the guy that makes them go at that end of the floor, 12th highest steal rate across college basketball. You have a veteran in Tiger Campbell, Jaime Jaquez. UCLA's inability to convert in the low post in that game, and granted that's a very long and athletic Arizona team up front in its own right with Tabellis and Omar Ballo, who's replaced Christian Coloco this year, and then some, and an Arizona team that I had a lot of questions about coming into the year because of what they lost going to the pro level last season. But I think the Bruins get it done at home. I think from a shooting standpoint, and again, from a numbers perspective too, just where I have UCLA and my power ratings, Arizona's still in my top 10. But if I was to make one bet now among the shortest odds, you could maybe say this is the easiest bet to make just based off of where UCLA is metrically. But they are outside of the top 20 of adjusted offensive efficiency, number 2 in adjusted defensive efficiency. This is your typical Mark Cronin defense, just at a high major level. It's not an elite conference per se in the Pac-12, but I do think UCLA is the best team in college basketball.
Hey Eli, two games I want to throw at you. Obviously, Duke, North Carolina is always a big one. I had Duke in the last matchup. Now it's North Carolina, 3.5 favorites today. And then, man, Indiana got me this week, man. Now they play Michigan. I don't know where to go with that one.
Yeah, so let's start off with Duke-UNC. And you go back to that first meeting at Cameron Indoor. Derek Lively didn't dominate Armando Bacot, but 8 blocks was very effective around the rim. Bacot got into late foul trouble, or if you want to call foul trouble, with how some coaches like Hubert Davis play guys with 2 fouls, or let alone don't play guys with 2 fouls. Bacot sat for much of that latter part of the first half, and that cost UNC. Duke, I want to say, took the lead going into the final 20 minutes and then didn't look back. Jeremy Roach had a big game. But Tyrese Proctor's play of late has been the key for Duke, just his ability to impact the game at both ends of the floor, one of their five-star freshmen entering the season along with Derek Lively. But Pete Nance has been the key to UNC's offensive resurgence, especially in terms of spacing the floor. Because if you go back to last season, it's crazy to say for a team that I thought would regress from deep overall this year, but the way they've taken a major step back shooting threes is pretty astronomical. A 4% difference collectively from last season to this season, and that has a lot to do with Brady Manek's contested shot making, the Oklahoma transfer going back to last year in his lone season with UNC. But the replacement that was coming in this year for Manek, Pete Nance from Northwestern, has shot it really well over the last couple games, has spaced the floor, has given UNC exactly what they thought they were going to get, another contested shot maker from a high major conference. So, again, you go back to that first meeting against Duke where UNC wasn't super efficient from behind the arc. That's been the main issue that's plagued the Tar Heels this season, is Caleb Love and R.J. Davis, especially Love's inability to play within this offense and hit contested shots like he did all last season, especially in late March and early April. So I do think UNC gets it done at home. I know this line might seem a little bit overpriced here, considering it's over possession at 3, 3.5. I wouldn't be shocked if this got steamed up to 4, but I do think the Tar Heels are able to cash in as around 2 possession favorites.
Eli, let's talk about Drake. Let's talk about Drake and SIU. I mean, the SIU team, a team that you took a future on to win the tournament. Do you still like SIU? Last night they struggled with Missouri State in St. Louis. They got the win. They pulled it out in the second half. What are your thoughts with them against Drake in the second round here?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. See, would you see a box score, right? This isn't anything against what you just said, Dan. When you see a box score or you watch a game, especially with this Southern Illinois team, and they just barely hang on, that's pretty much what I was doing last night, coughing up a storm and screaming at the TV when SIU couldn't hit an open jump shot.
Nope.
In the first half, to say the least. They did the same thing last year, actually, against Drake when they got blown out of the quarterfinals of the Missouri Valley Conference tournament on that Friday of last season. But this is a more experienced SIU team. And when I go back to watching last night, when I go back to watching this Salukis team overall this season, yes, you watch a game like that and say, okay, they just got by. That's a Brian Mullins kind of score. Brian Mullins, the head coach of SIU, the defensive coordinator, going back to that Loyola Chicago Final Four team, one of the best defensive coaches. It's not just among mid-majors, all college basketball. I know Missouri State ranks just about in the middle of the pack of the conference in adjusted offensive efficiency and conference play, but they held the Bears without a field goal for 5 minutes last night, 5+ minutes, and that's hard to do against, not to say any Division I team, but it definitely stands out. This is an elite defense when its ball pressure can make an impact in the half court. And yes, this is a very experienced Drake team and Drake offense, especially at that end of the floor. Roman Penn, who didn't play on that Bulldogs team that made it to the NCAA tournament a couple of years ago, lost to USC in the second round after round of 64, after taking out Wichita State in the first round. But you look at when Roman Penn has struggled in terms of the turnover department this season with 4+ turnovers, it's been against Southern Illinois. Now, when Drake blew out SIU at home after SIU took care of business in a 1-possession contest again, or, you know, whatever it was, 3 or 4 points, no surprise, SIU got it done defensively in that first matchup. Drake hit a ton of threes early on and never looked back in the second game. So if SIU is able to keep this thing at a grimy pace, slow it down, they rank bottom 30-ish on in-Kempom and adjusted tempo. This team wants to play a methodically paced game and keep you in the half court and let their ball pressure impact you with Lance Jones, the best on-ball defender on this team, and Damask and all these other SIU on-ball defenders that impact the game with their perimeter floor spacing, then Drake is going to have a tough time. And I do think SIU hangs within the number, but also gets this done outright. I am very high on this Salukis team, considering I thought they were going to win the regular season conference title going back to before the season.
All right, he's Eli Hershkovitz. Check him out, thelines.com. you got some good stuff on the American East tournament and the Big Sky. So this is where I find is the most profitable time of the year, is conference tournament. Eli's got write-ups on everything. Before we let you go, Eli, mobile betting begins on Friday, 10 a.m. here in Massachusetts. It's been a long time. Everyone's salivating for this. But what do you guys got going on with thelines.com? And I know everyone's looking for these bonus bets that are happening. What do you guys got going on for Massachusetts?
Yeah, man, a lot of great pre-launch offers. Head over to thelines.com to get all of those, because that's what people want this time of year, is what sportsbooks are offering, given away as the state begins to launch legal sports betting online. So congratulations to you guys. I know it's been a long time coming. I've known you guys for a while in the space, but I'm pretty sure you guys were doing on-air content before I was. So congratulations, because I know how much this means to you. Seriously, I'm not just saying to say it on the air. Of course, you guys are two of the best bettors I know, two of the smartest handicappers I know and two of the best on-air talents I know, not just when it comes to online sports betting. Sincerely mean that, like I said. But Dan or Joe, I want to go back to you really quickly. One thing you mentioned when you brought up SIU Drake and the Indiana game where they got destroyed by Iowa earlier the week. That is a tough matchup traditionally for Mike Woodson since he joined the Big Ten last year, heading to his alma mater at Indiana. I am still super high on this Hoosiers team, and you can get them at 45-1 in the market. You don't know what kind of Xavier Johnson you're going to get when he comes back after coming off the foot surgery, and I expect him to play at least very limited minutes tomorrow against Michigan, but I do think Indiana gets it done to try to secure the double bye tomorrow at home in the regular season finale, especially with the emotion behind if and when Johnson plays tomorrow in mid-afternoon against the Wolverines.
All right, Eli, you're the man, bro. We're going to be talking to you the next couple of weeks. Conference tournaments next week. I got my hand, you know, when it's money season, your hand gets a little itchy. You ever heard that before? My right hand. That's what happens when money's coming. I can feel my right palm starting to get a little itchy here. But appreciate you taking the time, man. Appreciate the kind words. TheLines.com. You got all the breakdowns, my man. Everybody check that stuff out. He's Eli Hershkovich. We'll talk to you next week at 8:20, my man.
Have a good rest of the show, guys. Thanks for having me on, as always.
You got it. Eli Hershkovich. Check him out. Great stuff there. And the lines, he's got breakdowns. America East, we were already talking about some America East teams earlier.
Yes.
So.
By the way, just to revisit the tax stuff.
$10.99. Who was it? Let me guess.
W2,
it was Captain Caveman,
no,
right?
It was a whole bunch of them. I do not know tax as well. To clarify a few things that people are asking, it's $600 on the year, not $600 on the week. No, you do not pay your taxes through the app, because we got that question too. And then the final thing is you only get taxed when you withdraw the money. But I'm assuming that most people are going to make a withdrawal.
What, are you just
going to
leave it in there?
So that's kind of my point. So, I mean, yes, well, it's not going to accrue interest.
That's what I'm saying.
My point is that, yes, they'll technically be unrealized gains, like a stock. So I figured that was, everyone kind of understood that.
Yeah,
if you make over $600, you don't withdraw it, you're not going to get taxed anything because it's unrealized. But the minute that you withdraw something in the account, which I assume everyone is going to do, you get taxed on it. So, yes, that just, again, those are some things to clarify. And here's my other clarification. I'm an idiot. I know nothing about tax stuff, but I do know. So from KJ, you'll get a $10.99. Excuse me. Apologies there. $10.99 for the IRS reporting. And, yes, for all those wondering, yes, you are supposed to claim all of your gambling winnings to the IRS.
Okay, cover your
yes. Yes. So,
yes, Dad.
Just covering all the bases. Yes. What I will do this week is I'll go through all the bonus bets for all these sites, what they have to offer, and I'll just kind of make a tweet about what each one is offering. But that will be next week.
And we got very nice, kind words from Eli, but I share the same sentiments. Dude's doing content every day, so I would follow him. Mike in Foxborough has a question about taxes. Hey, Mike.
And I know you're not a CPA, so I'm not going to hold you to it, but you gave the example of betting Celtics in the over parlay. You put up 250 to win 700.
Yeah.
But in that example, you're not actually winning 700. You're winning 450 on your 250, correct?
100 gets you 260, so 200 would get you 520. 300 would
the question is you don't get taxed on your
profits. On your profit,
Mike. I appreciate the clarification. If you withdraw anything, 600 or more.
Yes, and again, there as my friend Mike just texted me. Yes, there.
There it is. Hey, Tucker, I think you might know a guy.
Seriously. Yes, you do get tax breaks on your gambling losses, but they are only for, we mentioned this before, tickets. So you have to have a ticket for your losses.
Well, Tucker, you guys could have a whole segment on a show that's not ours.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you're mentioning that.
I know. Go Google Tucker. All right, hey, we got to go to a break. It's 90 and 5 the Sports Hub.
The DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys will continue on the Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, the Bankroll Boys, the DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, 10 minutes of straight bets, but I do want to just bring up two things quickly, Dan, and it may affect the market. One, the Patriots are going to release Brian Hoyer at the start of the new year. Signed a 2-year deal with the Patriots last year, so he's out. And Matthew Judon is tweeting out that the Patriots are going to get DeAndre Hopkins. And I believe there are odds on that, right? And is that now off the board? Can you still bet on Hopkins going to the Patriots?
No idea. I have no idea if there's any truth to that tweet. No idea. I would say if it happens, I would very much like it. I assume the cost is probably around a second-round pick. That was the rumored price of Hopkins.
He was plus 450 to the Patriots. This is back in January. I don't know what the current odds are on it. And at DraftKings at one point, yep, it was 450. So not sure if that's still on the board, but if it is and it's true, you can win some money. All right, Dan, picks. You want to go for it? How about you do one, I do one?
Okay, I don't have many today. I'll be honest with you. I've been cold. I'm 1-4 in my last five. I was doing very well before that, but I've not been great. But I'll start off with one today. Taking some small sides here. I'm going with Duquesne +1 against Fordham today. I know Fordham has been good in the A-10, but they're officially eliminated from contention in the A-10. They lost at George Mason. That loss ended their ability to win the A-10 and pass VCU. They have been a very, very good home side this year. Absolutely fantastic. But there have been games where they don't have anything that meaningful to play for, and they have absolutely let down in those games. This is kind of one of those games. I don't know how much they have to play for. Duquesne, it needs to win this game in order to get a higher seed to get into the A-10 tournament. It is very important for them to win this game. So Fordham lose, it doesn't matter for Fordham. This is not a must-win spot. Duquesne, it is. So to me, it's a big spot for Duquesne. I like Duquesne.
All right, our buddy CT Betts will love this one, but I got Baylor today over Iowa State. Iowa State has lost four straight. They just dismissed one of their top leading scorers. Baylor's won seven in a row at home, Dan, by an average of 12 points. Again, we mentioned the Big 12. Baylor's been very profitable at home, 10-6 against the spread this year. Iowa State has not had nine games. They've covered three of them on the road. I like Baylor -8 today. Ring the bell. Boom. Boom.
Minus
boom.
7.5.
All right. Give me the 7.5 then. And I'll give you another while you prepare.
Yep.
I don't know how you feel about this one, but I'm giving it out. Give me Tennessee money line today at Auburn.
Yeah, don't like that.
And here's why.
You got duped in the spot a couple weeks ago. Be careful.
Be careful. Tennessee's had an extra day of rest. Auburn, obviously, we know that they lost. Tennessee's covered four of the last six games when they've had rest. I've looked at this advantage over the other team. They're in Auburn 6-9 against the spread at home of late. They've played well against ranked opponents. I think Tennessee's the better team, and I can get them at +115 at the moment. So give me the money line.
Okay.
Tennessee, baby.
Yeah, definitely.
I know, Dan.
Definitely.
I know, you're right. I know. I can't stop.
you're addicted to betting this Tennessee team. They suck. I don't know why you like them so much.
Give it to me.
They're a tough.
I can't believe what happened to Auburn the other night. And they should play better. But I like Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah, good bounce back spot for Auburn. I'm trying to find the other one.
I got one more while you look at it.
Go ahead.
I have 138.5. Give me under 138.5 UConn Villanova. Villa, both teams struggle to shoot the three. Villanova's awful at shooting the three. They've played better, though. They have played better. UConn has been running teams off the three-point line all year long. The over is 18-12 in UConn's 30 games this year. But against these type of teams, especially in the Big East, they're 6-4 in the 10 road games on the under. Sorry, the under is 11-8 in Villanova's last 19 league games overall. I just think it's a lot of points. Villanova struggles to shoot the three. UConn likes to play with these type of teams. Anything under 140 points, I like UConn, Villanova under.
Okay, give me Mississippi State -2 at Vandy today. This is a spot bet. Vandy coming off again another big win. They just beat Kentucky on the road. They beat Florida before that. They have been very good home this year. That's my one concern. Their losses at home, Kentucky, Alabama, but this is a Mississippi State team that should give them some fits. They've been a good roadside this year. They have played teams on the road tough. They lost, Alabama by 3. They beat Arkansas. They beat Ole Miss. They lost to Missouri by 2. So this is a team that's been battle-tested on the road. Outside of that Tennessee loss early in the year, I feel pretty good about them as a roadside. And I think it's a great spot for them as well. So I'm going to be taking Miss State -2. On the road there against Vandy. I just think that is in my opinion, a pretty good spot for them. And then finally, I'm going to go an ugly one. I'm sure you're going to love this one. I'm going to take East Tennessee State -2 in the SoCon quarterfinals
today. Yeah, love conference tournament.
Against Western Carolina. Yeah, so neutral site game in the SoCon. It's in Asheville. Asheville, North Carina. So, it's obviously basically a home game for the Catamounts. But again, I'm not exactly concerned about the Catamounts home crowd, to be perfectly frank with you, and the way that they kind of play these games. They just played East Tennessee State, a couple weeks ago. They beat them by 2 in a very, very tough matchup. ETSU's played them very tough this year. I think they're 0-2, but I think they get over the hump this time. I think this is a win for ETSU. I think they get it done this time. Give it to me, neutral site game there. Give it to me, ETSU -2.
All right, and we just should talk about this one. Kansas, Texas. Kansas locked up the Big 12. It's the last time Kansas played Texas. It was 88-80 Kansas. Texas still has something to play for here, and now they're favorites at home against Kansas. Oh, I like Texas in this spot, dude. I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, I like Kansas in this spot. I think this is probably a Kansas or nothing spot to me. It feels like Texas is starting to fall off a little bit. I'm not sure what they do have to play for. I mean, they're going to be in the tournament. They obviously can't win the conference seeding play, I guess. This is you can also make the argument that Kansas is nothing to play for either, at the same way. But they do have something to play for because they want to be a number one seed in the tournament. That Kansas wins, and they have a decent showing in the Big 12 tournament. They will be a number one seed. So that is the one thing I can kind of say there, Joe. Kentucky, a lot of people are talking about that Arkansas spot against Kentucky today as well. Oh, actually, one more for me. Give me Virginia -18.5 against Louisville.
Dude, I saw that. I saw it at 19.5 at one point, so it's gone down a little bit.
Yeah.
Then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going the other way. I don't care. Virginia struggles to score, but defensively they absolutely should stifle this Louisville team. I don't believe much in the ACC, but they have the ability to at least get part of the ACC championship today, or part of the ACC, regular season championship today. If Miami loses to Pittsburgh, which Miami is facing Pittsburgh, all those teams are 14-5, and Virginia wins today, they will be the ACC champion. Miami beats Pittsburgh. That is not the case, but Virginia has a chance to gain the ACC championship, regular season championship, if they beat Louisville today.
And just real quick, we got the hockey show coming up next. Bees heavy favorites today against the Rangers. I'm not sure if Marchand will play or not today.
It sounds like he's going to play.
Okay. We have thoughts. I mean, the Bees good chance for 10 in a row.
Yeah, they're unbelievable at home. The Rangers are not playing well. I know they added Patty Kane. I think that that's a I don't know if he's playing or not today. I think it's pretty difficult to integrate a guy like that immediately as well. Sometimes teams struggle when that happens. Dmitry Orlov is hotter than the effing sun right now. So I think for the Bruins, if I'm looking at forget about the minus 170. I'd lay the puck line.
I had the puck line the other night against Buffalo, and geez, that got out of hand, huh?
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
that
it got
third
out
period.
Of
hey, dude, yeah. I got it at minus 110.
Yeah, I think probably a low scoring game today. I like the under six. If you can get a decent price on that as well, but I like the Bruins and with the puck line here again. Just keep betting them. Again, they're 9-1 the past 10. They're the most profitable team in hockey. I don't know why you would go away from that spot.
All right. We got to get out of here. We got the hockey show coming up next. CT Betts loves my Baylor pick. So thank you, CT, for listening. And go check out his podcast as well, which is coming up on somewhere on the internet. All right. We got to get out of here. Dan, I know you got a live read, and we have the hockey show coming up next. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. Another edition of the DraftKings Over Under Show.
Who you got?
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.